You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's another big week on RHAP. The Challenge All-Stars 4 just kicked off. Allie and Brian are back and on video for the first time ever. Check out their full coverage of Challenge All-Stars 4. And I thought it was the best episode of Survivor of the season. Episode several. Don't miss all of our podcasts. And can I brag about our patrons on our feedback show? Every week, I talk to the patrons on Friday afternoon. We've had such great, strategic, interesting conversations. If you haven't listened in yet, check it out. robisawebsite.com/patron right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Alert! We're back for Circle Season 4 coverage here on Rob as a Podcast. I am Rob Cisternino, back with our chief anchor for Circle coverage here on RHAP. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Rob, we've come full circle talking about the Circle.
Yeah, Season 5. We really have. What a 2-year journey it's been, right? Actually, 3-year journey. I believe it was like January 1st, 2020. That's how we got that year started. And Netflix dropped a bunch of episodes of The Circle. And we said, look at this new thing, 2020 Circle. It's a new era. And boy, how things have changed. Except The Circle, which is exactly the same.
Yeah, it's a 3-year-old show that feels like it's been on for 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or at least 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So here we are. Is this Circle season 5?
I think so, right?
Oh, something okay. Like there that. Was one that I missed, which was Circle. I apologize. Let me issue a retraction. Earlier in this podcast, I said it was Circle season 4. It's Circle season 5. But it's season 4 to me, because I did not watch 1 second of Circle season 4.
Oh, well, you missed out.
I heard there was the Spice Girls were there.
They might have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never know.
Any highlights from Circle season 4 that you remember?
Great winner. Great winner of the season.
Yeah. Why? What was so great?
It just played very, very well, very strategically. Okay. It was good stuff.
Well, they did open up the Circle season 5, and they described Circle as the ultimate strategy game. The Circle is back.
Yeah, the ultimate strategy game where strategy, you can put as much strategy as you want into it, and it probably won't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's why that you need so much strategy that there is no strategy. That's why it's exactly. The ultimate strategy game.
The ceiling is so high that you can break Big Brother, you can break Survivor, you can't break the Circle.
You can try.
The skill ceiling's too high.
Yep. Okay.
Ultimate.
Taryn, what's been new with you?
Just hanging out, going live on Twitch, watching shows, having some fun.
Yeah.
Waiting for the Circle to
start. Waiting for the Circle. All right. Well, it's finally here. There's some familiar faces here. So we'll just talk about episode 1 here today. I know that a lot of people are probably just going to binge all of the episodes. And if that's what you're up to, then I don't know how you're hearing this podcast, but we are going to be back on Friday with a week one roundtable to talk about everything from week one of The Circle.
Yes, this is like our initial impressions of the cast of the season. Just to kind of like, if you want to dip your toe in the water or if you want reactions from that first episode, that's what we're here for.
And a couple of familiar faces here in The Circle season five. A couple of people that we know from the world of Big Brother. One person we got to know pretty well. The other person we knew for a day. That is Brett. Brett from Big Brother 20.
Yes, our own lovable douchebag.
Lovable douchebag. He's here in The Circle for some reason.
You know, is if he's competing with Winston, you know, Winston was on an episode of Love Island, and Brett needed to be on an episode of The Circle.
Yeah. And in retrospect, I think he's a terrible casting choice for The Circle.
You think?
I think so, because I feel like the thing about Brett is that as the lovable douchebag, he's not a douchebag, the lovable douchebag, self-proclaimed. The thing about him is that you see, oh my God, he is such a tool. He is the worst. But then you kind of, if you get to know him, he's the guy that makes the anal ice jokes. Like, there is a charm about him, but it is an acquired charm. And The Circle is not a game for a person that has charm that takes a while to develop.
I don't know. I feel like isn't that kind of like the Joey, right? I feel like we get that character a lot. They need to survive the first couple of rounds in order to like endear themselves to both the audience and the players.
I would say the difference between Joey and Brett is that Joey is like, has like big, like golden retriever energy of that. He's excited to see every single person. And I think that Brett is a little like too cool for school, type energy of like that. He's not going to be like excited to see every single person. That he is somebody who, like, I think that he is looking for you to approach him.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's every frat boy douchebag that you've seen your whole life, right?
That's... Yeah. Yeah. Which is not normally a likable character.
And he always wins.
Yeah. And spoiler alert for episode one, is he off the show?
Look, we've both only watched the first episode. I feel like they're eliminating two people right away. I feel like they're probably going to do something with these people, right?
Well, what do you think they're going to do?
They could bring them back in the same room. They've done that before. They could even just have them do, I don't know. I feel like we spent so much time getting to know two of the eight people introduced. If they're just like straight up gone in the first episode.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's a lot of wasted time. I feel like they've got to do something.
Yeah, we'll do something with them. I don't think Brett's off the show. And then the other person who we really didn't get to know too well, but for a day, we thought that he was one of the cast members of Big Brother 24. It's Marvin.
Yes, and he almost made a bro, big bro alliance with Brett.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Didn't work out.
Yes, almost that there was a, that could have been the new Winston.
Truly. I mean, Brett was the Winston in this instance. I think. We'll see how far Marvin goes.
Yeah. So, okay. So here we go. And Marvin is here. Do we have any FOMO about not getting to see Marvin on Big Brother after getting to see Marvin for one day on The Circle?
Well, I think it would be fun to see Marvin on Big Brother, but you have to account for the fact that if you sub in Marvin, you have to take out Joseph. Maybe put Joseph on this season of The Circle, which would be a little weird, I think.
Yeah, Marvin, I feel like I did not have the FOMO for Marvin in the Big Brother house after watching one episode of Marvin on the Circle. I feel like that Marvin was like twerking the whole time. He does like the stripper moves, striptease dancing constantly. Like, I feel like that these type of people tend to be the most annoying people to have in the Big Brother house.
I thought striptease dancing would involve like at least pretend taking your clothes off.
He doesn't have his clothes on ever. What's he gonna take off?
He's doing the dance you do after you've already stripped. So is that still a striptease at that point?
There's no
tease. Or is it now the strip dance?
It's already stripped.
Stripped, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then he was also on America's Got Talent also, and he does like experiments. Is he like...
He claps his abs.
Oh, he claps his abs. Remember? Maybe I'm getting him confused with Nick Juhas.
Well, no, he did. He pretended to be an experiment person, but then the whole... He just ripped his lab coat off and he clapped his abs instead, which I think is like the whole... Like he's pretending to be a personal trainer, which is funny because that's what Joseph pretended to be on Big Brother as well. And he was convinced that people would think that he was a catfish, which is also funny because Big Brother found out that he was a catfish as well. That's when they had to kick him off. Yeah. He was on another show already.
On too many different shows. All right. So Marvin is here. Brett is here. Just two of the eight people that we've met here on The Circle season 5. And you know, this is basically, Taryn, The Circle. We're like loading everybody in. We get circle chat. Really, no big surprises until we get to the elimination.
Yeah, I feel like an issue that we've had with The Circle before is that it tends to go around in a circle. And when we get a bunch of seasons in a row, it also seems that way even more so. But like the conversations definitely feel pretty samey. In terms of like, hey, isn't it so wild that we're here? Let's do awkward, weird flirting. Oh, you're not giving me much. Is this person a catfish? And it feels like the producers are looking to sort of hopefully break that mold. I think that's what the game of like, who would you block gets to eventually. But definitely feels a bit samey.
Well, the theme for the season is The Circle singles. So we're really trying to build off of the flirtation angle here in The Circle. I wonder if this is sort of like a Love is Blind, maybe even Too Hot to Handle effect of maybe like Netflix is having the most success with the dating type shows. And maybe they're trying to steer The Circle in that direction.
It's definitely possible. It felt almost incidental that that they were all single because they weren't even all single. Like, I mean, like they've been advertising this is an all single cast. And then Chaz, Shampoo Poppy, comes in. He's like, yeah, I'm engaged.
Yeah, but they're all pretending to be single.
I guess so. You know, and that's definitely something that could be happening. But I don't know. It felt like they were all kind of like, oh, hey, look, we're all single. Huh, weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that something that you have to do on The Circle? Can you even come into The Circle and say you're in a relationship? And then, like I just wonder, like, on The Circle, where it's like, if everybody is zigging, maybe you should be zagging.
I agree. I think, granted, you don't get to see what other people are doing before you make your profile. But I think that most of the time you can assume most of the people are going to be single because that's what they're looking for. And I think that once you go down that flirty path, it's just so shallow and difficult to like get anywhere. I feel like it usually doesn't work out very well. Obviously, we saw Joey from season 1 be successful with the flirty stuff. But I feel like beyond him, you usually don't see like an overtly flirty person win the game. I feel like those connections just aren't as genuine and they're not as strong. And also you tend to, you know, come across, I think, threatening to other players.
Yeah. I wonder if you just came in and said you were married and I think everybody would say like, oh no, this person's definitely not a catfish. It just seems like it's the most obvious like catfish move to make. I guess that's why people get catfish all the time in dating. But like, I think that you would be like, have so much like authenticity if you just said you were in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're much less likely to be seen as a catfish. And I mean, even if you're single, just say that you're dating somebody. Mm-hmm. And then they did have a question about how many times you've cheated on a partner. If you really need to flirt, just be like, look, I'm in an open relationship. Actually. Mm-hmm. your options are open. But I think for the most part, I think it's easy. Just say you're in a relationship. You're going to be better off.
Okay. Let's talk about the rest of the people that are here on The Circle season 5. The first person we meet is Xanthi. She is a model, but she is playing a preschool teacher.
Which is the classic, if you are a young, smart person, you're going to pretend to be like a preschool teacher or like some kind of young kid teacher, because then I think the logic is like, I don't have to actually know anything because I'm only teaching children. It's a very like feel good job, and it'll make me seem friendly and likable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should people work out like what are the really fake sounding jobs and then not pick that and then go with a job that's not a fake sounding job?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I in terms of even just the circle, I think nurse is a very popular fake job. I think
all the things teacher, that Danielle Murphy said she was, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it happens a lot on Big Brother. I'm sure it happens. A construction worker on Survivor, big one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you gotta just avoid those ones.
Okay. Brian is here. He is 47, but he is playing as his daughter.
Yeah. Hashtag sugar boo.
Sugar poo. And he is going to be, he is Brittany, correct?
Brittany, yes.
Yeah. It's not Brittany, bitch. It's Brittany's dad.
Yeah. And immediately falls into the trap of like every catfish, which is that like every single message from him is so generic. Like, hey, OMG, isn't it so wild that we're here? And then like gets into a private chat and is like, OMG, no, you're totally chill. We're all great. I love you. Yay. And it's just like, come on, we got to do better. If you're going to be a catfish on the circle, part of your application process should be like, how are you going to actually act as a catfish? Because it's so bad.
Yeah. You saw it in the conversation with Chaz later on where Chaz's like, okay, you're not giving me anything. How do I like, and I feel like that's like a common trap that the catfish fall into where they're just, you know, as you're saying, like they're super generic and like the catfish thing sort of like boxes them in where they can't be authentic.
They're so focused on playing a role that they're not actually engaging in the conversation with the other person.
Right.
Because they're focused on like themselves. Like there's already two people in the conversation with a catfish. There's the actual person, the person that they're catfishing as, and there's not enough room for the person they're actually talking to.
Right.
In that conversation.
Right. It's almost like that they're coming into all these conversations like defensively, like I'm not going to give up anything that's going to reveal me, as opposed to like, okay, how do I like make a connection with you?
Exactly. Yeah. The best catfish are the ones that are like, no, that was entirely my personality. I just used a different picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We talked about Brett. He's coming in. I was surprised that they acknowledged that he came from Big Brother.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be weird if they hid it, but what would have been weirder if they had acknowledged that Marvin also theoretically came from Big Brother.
Well, do you know what was the time frame on this? I feel like that Marvin filmed this before Big Brother aired.
Yeah, I think he must have, because otherwise, you know, somebody like Brett might have known Marvin ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They acknowledge he's from Big Brother. He came in sixth place. And I think he's got some confidence from his time on Big Brother. I feel like he feels like, I can do this. I've got some social skills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we have Raven. This is an interesting setup here. Raven is a deaf person. She also has her interpreter there with her. Do we know the interpreter's name?
Paris, I think.
Paris. Okay. She is, quote, deaf AF. This is my pick. This is the winner.
Yeah. I think it's definitely possible. I mean, I think she seems like a sweetheart. I liked how bad she felt about rating people. Mm-hmm. I liked that. I like Paris as an interpreter. I feel like he's good too. Great job.
He's better than half the people that are on the show normally.
Yeah, like he's giving more emotion in his interpretation of what Raven is saying than some of the people on the cast are being themselves. Mm-hmm. I love the pair of them. I've liked what I've seen from Raven so far. Interesting, I think, concept as well, that to the other players, Raven is communicating solely via text. To us, she's mostly communicating via Paris, who is interpreting for her, unless you know ASL yourself. It's kind of like something that the circle can do that other shows can't do in this unique way.
Yeah, this was a pretty inspired casting choice to do this because, you know, that basically like all these prompts come up as text and then, you know, that the interpreter is there to, you know, basically, you know, call out what she's trying to write. And so you would feel like this wouldn't be really an impairment in the way that the circle works, right?
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of the her message in the intros that like I'm not like a deaf person going on the circle. I'm just like a person going on the circle who happens to be deaf. Mm-hmm. This is not an impairment. A deaf person can do everything else that that anybody else can do other than hear.
Do you think, Taryn, that this was a mistake for her to put in her bio that she is a deaf person? Because that, look, we would have been able to see it as viewers of the show. But I just wonder if it would be such a great story for her to be the winner of the season. Could people rate her because they feel like, OK, well, everybody's going to rate her high because it's such an inspiring story.
I think, you know, we talked about the strategy of the circle being difficult to master anyway. I think that you just got to keep it simple here. I'm sure that like being deaf is an integral part of who she is. Mm-hmm. And trying to avoid that in conversations and opening up to people, I feel like, she'd be shooting herself in the foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We meet Marvin. We get to see Marvin's backstory about him being the chemical engineer. Do we learn anything else new about Marvin?
Not really. I think I learned more about him from his Big Brother intro than I did from the Circle intro. Okay. Yeah.
He didn't do the app clap here in the Circle. No.
The whole time on Big Brother, we were just excited for ab claps and we got nothing. No ab claps whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
He also, though, I noticed this was a very funny Marvin moment. There were a few funny Marvin moments to me. But one of them was that when he was starting to see the other profiles, he was looking at Chaz's profile. He was like, he likes ice cream. Oh, I like ice cream.
Yeah. Marvin is like easily amused, it seems like.
I mean, look.
He's excitable.
It's a unique trait, liking ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting when you see it.
For sure. All right. We've got Sam, who's probably the biggest character of the group.
Yeah. Sam just has like that sort of like quick wit. Like everything she says is just like funny. She also has giant shoe slippers.
Giant shoe slippers. Yeah. Well,
and she's got a pen she clicks.
Okay. She's a freelance makeup artist. She is somebody who is she highlights a lot of her flaws. She shaves her big toes. She has RBF, but she's honest about it.
Yeah, she's very honest. She's going to be honest about being a more than two-time cheater. And she's going to be honest about the four hairs on her toe.
She is who she is. Yeah.
She's Sam.
Yeah. And this is a person who nobody's going to think is a catfish, right?
You wouldn't think so. No. I mean, just like being so boldly yourself tends to work out. Although she may not even be here by episode two, theoretically.
Possibly.
I don't think so, but yeah.
Okay. We meet Chaz. Chaz, I think, is another front runner to do well here in the Circle season five. Shampoo Poppy. He has a car wash business.
Yeah, he washes cars, but he's going to pretend to be a nurse.
Why? Why lie about this?
Because nobody would tell their secrets to a car washer. But see,
do you tell your secrets to an? I guess to your medical history.
Yeah, you tell your nurse your medical stuff, like that's secretive to a degree. But I feel like the kind of car washing that I saw him doing, is he doing like detailing like on the inside of cars? I feel like that can be pretty personal.
Mm-hmm.
You trust your person who goes into your car and cleans all kinds of weird stains out of your car with a lot of personal secret information. I feel like they're pretty close.
Yeah. They're going to see like everything that's in your car. So yeah, I don't know. This seems like an overthink for Shampoo Poppy.
Yeah. The only thing that saves it is that he actually was in nursing school and it looked like he even had pictures of himself mm-hmm. from nursing school. So he probably has the knowledge to pass this off. It definitely doesn't seem necessary, though. I don't know that like being a nurse is really going to be all that helpful.
Do you shampoo your car?
Yeah. You can use like a car shampoo, right?
For like the interior, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think the interior has, uses like a shampoo on the fabric
is
or whatever.
Is that his specialty of like shampooing upholstery?
Perhaps.
I have so many questions for him. I don't want to know about being a nurse.
I know, right? I genuinely would be way more interested in like hearing about the car washing business than you're a nurse. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask you about this mole I have? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then also, this one I think was the least interesting of the bunch. Billie Jean is here and she is Bruno.
Yeah.
And we do have to talk about Bruno.
we have to talk about Bruno. This one just was not working for me. The two catfish were both called out as seemingly being very generic in chats. And not only that, but like, at least Brittany is being played by like this older guy and mm-hmm. the contrast is very stark. Billie Jean being Bruno is like, okay, mm-hmm. what's the difference?
Yeah, except that Billie Jean is like a terrible flirter, is like way over the top at flirting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the other thing that I didn't like about Billie Jean / Bruno is that she was part of like the biggest flirt scene of the episode. And it was another like cringy,
embarrassingly,
bad one.
Yeah, bad flirting of like,
where it's just like, oh my God, like, do we have to like, oh, I'm going to teach you a thing or two. Like,
why? Okay. We're still doing the hashtags.
We're still doing hashtags. You'd think that, you know, the Gen Zers would get in here and be like, guys, this is don't be such boomers. We don't mm-hmm. use hashtags in conversations.
Like hashtag, like I date you anytime. Like, what are we doing?
It's so bad. Like, I don't have no more words for it because it's been happening for the last, you know, 3 years of this show. So clearly there's something in the air that just creates this kind of terrible flirting via text on the circle.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, those are the people that are going to be in the circle this season. In the first episode, we get an activity that the activity is basically a multiple choice game where people got to like vote for what type of person they see themselves as. And everybody was giving the answers that they probably thought that everybody else that you were supposed to give. And then anybody who was an outlier was like, ooh, hiss. You answered differently.
All of these questions were lame except for the last one. Mm-hmm. It just without any other context, listen to like, okay, Xanthi and Bruno said they were leaders.
Yeah.
Marvin and Sam said they were strip teasers. Oh, mm-hmm. And Xanthi said that she wants to be successful.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter.
Well, she would rather be successful than happy. So she'll do whatever it takes to win, even if it makes her unhappy.
Truly. Yeah. The cheating one was the only interesting one.
Yeah.
In my opinion, because it was like, it's twofold. It's like, have you cheated? And if so, will you lie
times?
About it?
Yeah. I liked how they asked the question, whilst in a relationship, did you cheat or never cheat? Cheat more than once? Cheat more than twice was even an option.
Yeah.
And Sam?
Was there a twice option?
Yeah, Sam cheated more. Oh, could you?
Because it feels like it went from once to more than twice. I could be wrong.
You have to go back and take a look at it. But Sam has done it more than twice.
Truly, yeah. And, you know, that's going to turn some people off. But for some people, like Chaz, you know what? I appreciate the honesty.
I thought that Raven gave the best answer of that. She said she cheated once. It's like the catfish would never say that. It wasn't more than twice.
Yeah. And she also, like she said, like it was in high school, which she can explain later in conversations. You know, if you're talking strategy, might be worth it to for a question like this, say once. Just be like, yeah, once, and then have a story for it from high school.
I really think that the key to doing this after seeing this a bunch of times is like, you can't be too perfect. You have to have like some, just like with the catfish pictures, like people get this with the picture. Like they don't catfish with a picture of like a supermodel. Well, I guess that Billie Jean does. But for most people, like, okay, so I'm going to catfish with kind of like a normal looking person. And then people won't suspect that I'm fake, but their answers are always like the most perfect answers.
Yeah. How about this, Rob? Pretend you're in a relationship and then pretend you've cheated on that relationship once.
Yeah. My wife kicked me out. That's why I'm here. Cause I cheated on her. Oh my God. Like, can you, like, I just want to win her back. Can you help me? And like, oh yes, we'll help you. I made a terrible mistake. I'm so disappointed with myself. Okay.
That's something River would have come up with.
All right. We see a bunch of people like talking that Marvin and Brett have that moment together that you mentioned.
The big bro connection. Yes. Yeah.
Marvin thought Brett was looking shredded with a bunch of D's.
And he's laughing his ass out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I thought was not the normal way that you would laugh your ass. Mm-hmm. But hey, he also does weird things with his abs. So
yeah.
I thought it was very funny that Brett was worried that Marvin might be making fun of him by saying bro so much, because it immediately made me think like the big brother paranoia is still with Brett, I think. like he's still like, wait a minute, can I really trust this person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he can trust Marvin.
Everybody can trust Marvin.
Everybody can trust Marvin. Okay. So we get some, everybody's like talking, some flirty conversations, but then we get our, like, I guess the big twist of the episode here is you have to do your ratings and then also state who you would block. And then two people, the two highest people, the people that they picked will then be blocked, allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Now, I like this actually a lot in concept because it's a great way to just kind of like kickstart some drama.
Yes.
Where it's like these first impressions will normally get smoothed over and people will get along, but you're really like planting your flag with the publicly stating who you would block, and it might be difficult to get over. I'm sure a lot of these people will eventually, especially with two people leaving and two new people coming in, there's going to be a big reset, I would assume. Which is one of the reasons why I don't like two people actually leaving. But I when I first heard this, I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is going to be so fun because they're definitely going to flip this around. And they're going to make the people that were that wanted to be blocked the most actually the influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to be super fun. But they didn't do anything interesting with it. They just went like,
well, we
like,
don't okay, really
now
know
these influencers
because we True. Got a cliffhanger. So maybe they'll do something with, I think it's more likely what you said earlier of they're going to make the two people who are blocked play together as the next person to come in.
Which if that is true, I really want it to be Sam.
Mm-hmm.
because seeing Brett and Sam have to come together and play together would be very funny.
Even with Raven and Paris, I love seeing two people in the room.
Especially if they already hated each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll go through the people. Xanthi, she picked Marvin to block. What did Marvin do wrong here? They came on too strong?
No. And this is one of the issues, I think, again, with like, you know, I hate like day one eliminations, especially if there's two people being eliminated. Mm-hmm. And in general, I just feel like not only did I not know these people well enough to care about who got eliminated, but I also have no idea why most of them picked the person they did. Well, they didn't even explain it. Like Xanthi picks Marvin and we get Marvin's response, which is like, what, why? And like none of Xanthi, like why did Xanthi pick Marvin? I have no idea. Why did Marvin think they had a connection? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, just because she flirted with him a little bit at the intro. I got nothing.
Yeah.
And I felt like a lot of these felt very random, but you know, who knows?
Bruno picked Brett. There will be three different people that will block Brett. Safe to say, Brett is bad at the circle.
Seemingly, I noted this even before we got to this part that they really made a point of having Brett say multiple times before the ratings, before any of the blocking stuff, like, oh man, I didn't actually say anything in that conversation. Mm-hmm. That opening
he's getting the loser edit.
Yeah. Like just that opening conversation just didn't like, wasn't good in the group chat, like just didn't say anything. I think that seemed to be all there needed to be to send him out. Worth noting, he wasn't exactly doing super hot early on Big Brother either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't play it cool on the circle. You have to be just like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see you. Heart emoji, star emoji, heart emoji, hug emoji, high five, hashtag, so happy to meet you. And you know, you can't like be coy at all.
No, yeah, you got to get in there. You got to you got to talk it up.
Yeah.
Just anything. Send any message. Doesn't even matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Sam, she's also going to nominate Brett. That's her pick.
Yep.
She's not the influencer. Brett, that he picked Sam. Okay. Interesting that, you know, you have the stage set here for Sam hates Brett. Brett hates Sam. Very fun to have them be roommates.
Exactly. And this is a thing that the circle struggles with, is that they struggle to keep two players in the game that don't like each other. Mm-hmm. And when they are able to, it works really well. So I feel like we've seen a few seasons where we kick off the season with two players who are like at war and then they both leave. And then it's just boring from there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we've got to find a way to keep the rivalries going if possible. And I would imagine that they're in the same mindset.
Okay, Raven picks Brett, and Raven was the influencer. Brett is blocked. Womp womp.
Yeah, and I mean, this is definitely a fail from Brett, because Raven was a person who was in that first four group that he had a chance to even like speak with, and seemed like he was making some progress at least with her. So the fact that she chose him as well, definitely does not speak well of Brett's performance in those opening moments.
Maybe she was a Fauté fan.
Maybe. That's another thing. I wonder if any of them knew. I imagine we would have gotten some kind of scene if they had known him from Big Brother. But
yeah. All right. Then Brittany is going to nominate Bruno.
Yeah, Catfish suspects the Catfish.
Yes, yes. Brittany does seem to be on to Bruno.
Yes, this, you know.
Catfish radar is strong. Okay, and then we get down to the last two people. Marvin, his person that he picked is Sam. Chaz, the person that he picked is Xanthi. One of them is going to be the influencer and have their person taken out. I suspect the influencer will be Chaz more than Marvin.
I agree. When you have the person that Chaz is looking to eliminate saying, I rated you so high though, it's definitely a bad sign because that means that Chaz felt better about most other, like pretty much everybody else. And the person he felt worst about also rated him high, which means he's probably in a good spot. I know we got a couple of good Marvin ratings as well, but I don't know. It felt like Brett, when he was raiding, was maybe not super high on Marvin by the time he talked to him, maybe. But it seemed like he was surprised that Marvin reached out to him and was still kind of not super trustful. So I don't think he got a great rating there. And then I don't know if he had a ton from elsewhere either, but we'll see.
Okay. You know, Brett and Xanthi potentially as roommates also could be exciting television.
It could be, but I feel like it also could just be very lame. It could just be like a lot of like awkward flirting.
Yeah, Brett and Sam would be ideal. That would be number one. But it could be interesting to see what happens with Brett and Xanthi.
I guess it could be fun if they are flirting to each other and mm-hmm. then also flirting together.
Yeah.
With another person and using that flirting conversation to flirt with each other. I feel mm-hmm. like there's something that could work there, but
we'll see. And that's basically episode one of The Circle.
Yes. This is kind of like a little cast assessment, episode one assessment. I can't say I love the episode ones of The Circle in general. I feel like this one worked okay, but it also had this weird sort of like two people leaving. Like, is that mm-hmm. real? Kind of thing. So we'll see.
I feel like this was kind of a long runtime for episode one of The Circles, like 52 minutes, I think.
It felt like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anything else to say about The Circle as we head into the rest of this week's episodes? We have three more shows for this week.
I will say, I feel like The Circle tends to be weakest at the start and then find its footing over the first four episodes.
Healthy middle. Like
the middle four episodes are usually the best. And then we get like a strong finish into kind of like a bit of a drop off sometimes toward the end. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes. I feel like we've still got some people to look forward to as they join.
For sure.
So we'll see.
All right. The best is yet to come. We will have on Friday our Circle Roundtable. Should be Taryn, myself, Sasha Joseph and Asia Welch with us on Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll be live for that one. So you got a couple days to catch up on the rest of The Circle. So that's going to be coming up at robisawebsite.com. Taryn, what else do you have got going on these days?
I think the House of the Dragon year review just dropped.
Who was on that one?
Myself, Grace, and Latanya Starks. We've got the Big Brother year wrap up that we did last week.
That was fun.
Yeah. And I think we've already announced that we're going to do some Last of Us coverage as well over on Post Show Recaps. Mm-hmm. The Last of Us show.
That looks creepy. HBO.
It should be a little creepy. Should be a little fun. Well, maybe
did you
not
play
fun.
The game that show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get creeped out?
It's definitely a creepy game. It's got some. I would pay particular attention to the sound design of the show. Because,
why? They have got creepy like bug noises.
Yeah, it's creepy bug noises.
So you seem like you like that, Taryn.
Oh, it was good. Yeah, I mean, do you see the shirt I'm wearing?
No,
an Ice Nine Kills shirt, which is a band that
does creepy
does
music
and horror themes.
Oh my god. Yeah. Too spooky.
It's good stuff. Hey, they should do a horror themed circle.
So how would that work?
That one of them would be catfishing, and they'd be the killer.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd have to find the killer before they kill, AKA block all of the players.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Very spooky. All right. Well, I think at some point, I will check out that new show Last of Us, coming up, that's with, the Mandalorian.
Yes. Pedro Pascal, mm-hmm. and directed by, or showrun, I think by the guy that did, Chernobyl, recently. So, some good stuff.
Okay.
I think.
I just got done earlier today. I talked about the year in the Amazing Race with Jessica Lease and Mike Bloom. So be sure to check that one out. I've also got a 2022 All-Stars Brant Steele coming up with Mike Bloom later on this week. So lots of fun stuff coming your way before I am back with you for The Circle, week one roundtable coming up on Friday. Enjoy the rest of The Circle. We will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.